Hey, welcome to Mom Said. My name's Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name's Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that. In fact, it's often...
About that. This week, Grant did an impression of a dog sniffing you in the ear.
Oh, bro, this is worth listening to the episode. This is the whole episode is this for me.
Welcome. We say something about cream at the end that I think you should ignore, but in the beginning, when Grant does a...
In the beginning was the word.
And the word was
Grant's dog impression. And also, welcome to episode 30.
30 of Mom Said is, I would say, as I said very early on in this podcast.
This podcast
is
flirty.
Once you hit 30 years old, you're in your sophomore years of life.
Yeah, this podcast is flirty and thriving. You know what I mean?
Because, oh my gosh, we're flirty and thriving.
We are.
We're flirty and thriving.
Oh my gosh, we're flirty and thriving.
We love you. Please listen. And there's a new opportunity to be on the pod. So listen for that and get involved.
Love y'all. Okay, we're not a
color to my life. Yes, you do. I just unplugged my mic, so you talk for a second.
You just unplugged your mic? Headphones.
Oh. Okay, so I can still talk. Great. I just feel like I can't.
You just
hear
can't
myself.
Hear yourself.
But you speak so for a
could,
second.
So we could whisper.
He can tell a secret about that.
I have nothing to say. Oh, she doesn't know which hole it goes into. There we go. Okay, come back, sit down. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're here another week, another day, another dollar. Allie just showed me, this is not a pop culture podcast, but Allie just showed me a little, like, what do we call those when they're like a news meme?
It's a,
does it have a
clickbait.
Name?
Clickbait.
Well, clickbait is, encompasses a lot of things, but it's like,
news meme, though. It's a clickbait headline.
Yeah, it's just like a little, like, one-sentence musical that is...
Musical. Whoa.
That's something that we do on this podcast.
Extra.
Read all about it.
And it's the owner... Oh. It's the owner of...
I say that what you say... Is what I say.
That's so loud in my
That's
ears today.
That's a musical called Newsical, Newsies. I believe.
Newsical the Musical.
Newsical the Musical, a movie that Gabe and I watched about 400 times when we were little.
It's Christian Bale, dude. It's early Christian Bale. Do you know that?
Can I say?
He knew that.
Can I say?
Look at me trying to pull the bros into Newsies. Be like, bro, it's Bale, bro. Listen, it's early Christian Bale.
He's like this.
He's 17.
No.
This is not going to pull... This is not going to... We have to... Let's pitch Newsies to the bros and try to really genuinely get them in.
Okay.
Early Christian Bale, okay? It's like a gritty New York strike movie.
It's the boys. It's about unions.
It's full dudes. It's sort of like Gangs of New York, but it's just
like
a little lighter.
Eat the rich, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's...
they all live in this home together, and there's one with crutches.
Yeah, he's kind of beat.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. No one in Newsies dies.
Okay. And there's a girl.
It's a Disney film. It's a Disney film. Oh, yeah. There's hot girl in it, and she's hot.
And there's also a part where they're dancing, and there's boobs.
What?
When it's at the... when it's at the, like, show.
Oh,
and the woman
what
on
does
the
she
plane.
Sing? What does she sing?
What does she sing?
What does she sing?
What does she sing?
She sings... Oh, I forgot about that. She's like a hotsy-totsy.
She sings
hotsy-totsy.
Baby, can't you see? I'm gonna a guy like you. She wear a woman in. It's dangerous. I'm
Which
going.
Is in Newsies.
That's a song from Newsies.
So it's early Christian Bale being just fucking badass.
Do you want to watch it now? There's a part that he goes said, like this. Look
said,
at me.
He's so badly.
I'm the king of New York. Do you want to watch it now?
He so badly doesn't even want to watch it. He didn't even say no on mic. He just said no.
He just said
out loud
no
in the
off
room.
Mic.
Out loud in the room, he said no.
Well, it's called Newsicles. And the other thing I was going to say, the Newsies era of our lives reminds me of, do you remember when we used to rent Cats from the library.
Yeah, that was earlier than the Newsies era. The Newsies era to me feels more middle school, high school. But
you think? But, I feel like we watched it when we were little.
But Cats to me feels like little. Cats to me feels like the basement in Kalamazoo.
My mom used to go to the library and get Cats.
Have you seen Cats? Have you seen Cats, Grant?
Now that one you would hate for sure.
Hate.
Jellicle, Cats at Jellicle Zoo.
Okay. Tough episode. Tough start to an episode. Tough start to an episode. What I was trying to say was, Allie showed me a musical of this man who is the owner of the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. They moved. They used to be in Oakland. The Las Vegas Raiders. This man has the most insane haircut I've ever seen. He's
truly...
He's an overgrown potato.
Whatever.
With a Tyler, the Creator wig.
Whatever, you know, the Igor, ugly stepchild of a fuck-ass Bob is. Yeah. I'm so sorry for swearing. Whatever the ugly stepchild of an F-ass Bob is this guy's ass. Bull... Okay.
Whatever the ugly stepchild of an F-A Bob is,
this guy's bull cut is that.
It is that. And the article said that he's quoted as saying... His 26-year-old girlfriend, now, not just a 26-year-old girlfriend. The photo they posted of her is like Instagram model, tatas out.
Hottie,
body, lamati.
Hottie with a body.
It says, owner of the Las Vegas Raiders 26-year-old girlfriend didn't know he was a billionaire when they met. She was just charmed by his smile. Now.
That's got to be a joke, right?
Now, I don't think he's joking. Maybe he is. I have no context for this. Again, this was just a little newsicle online.
Imagine.
Is she that good? Is she that good?
No, I have such. We've talked about her before on this podcast. I have such respect for this woman.
No, this is Bill Belichick's girlfriend. This is a different rich football guy's girlfriend.
So for both of these women.
Shout out to you.
Hey, word, girl.
Word, girl.
Word.
You're going to have to write it out for. A couple decades, but not that many decades.
If you're going to be dating, I mean, these are big boys.
Billionaire big boys in their 70s. They can't be around for that much longer. No offense.
If you're going to be dating a man with an F.A.
Bob.
Bowl cut.
An F.A. bowl cut.
Get that bag.
Get that bag, for real.
Get that bag.
Get that Gucci bag. Get that Prada bag.
No, I'm talking about a bag.
Get that Miu Miu bag.
Hard.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I'm also saying in addition to those things.
I'm talking about a proverbial bag full of $1 billion.
Is anyone going to ask me why I'm wearing what I'm wearing today?
I actually am not.
Okay. Grant, do you want to ask me why I'm wearing what I'm wearing today?
I thought about it in my head, but I'm not going to ask you so that you don't have a platform to be good about it.
Okay, Gabe, why are you wearing that F.A.? Jacket.
Because I'm all dressed up for our 30th episode.
I never thought that we would make it to 30 episodes. I thought our dumb asses would stop at 10.
Me too.
But here we are, thrice as that. And we are having fun. Most of the time we're having fun. Cause we made it to 30 episodes. 30 episodes of slow songs and hot takes.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Here we go.
30 episodes. 30 episodes of slow songs and hot takes.
I'll take a verse.
I didn't really want to do this at first, cause I thought you guys would piss me off. And the truth is you have.
We have.
This whole time pretty much. But the folks at home listening and engaging, they make it all worth it, cause they don't piss me off like you guys do.
30 episodes.
I don't remember the melody.
30 episodes of fun. 30 episodes
of slow songs
and hot takes. 30 episodes. 30 episodes. 30 episodes of slow songs and hot takes.
I have a bridge.
Hold on. Does Grant have a verse before the bridge? You don't want to have a verse? Okay, bridge.
Bridge.
Okay.
Usually I bring an iced Americano to Grant, and I didn't today for the first time in 30 episodes.
Oh, he's got no caffeine in his system at all.
I'm sorry, Grant, but can we have 30 more?
Back to the chorus.
30 more episodes. 30 more episodes of fun. 30 more episodes of hot takes and something else. Right. 30 more episodes. 30 more episodes.
30 more episodes of slow songs and hot takes. 30 episodes is a lot of episodes. That if you break that down monthly.
If you break that down monthly, it's an episode every week, which is what we do.
6 months, yeah.
6 months!
An episode every week. We started first week of December. It's now first week of July.
Whoa. Hey, guys.
He's riding that fader. Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
Happy 4th of July. What did you guys do for the 4th?
What?
Tell me everything.
This comes out
after. I know, but everyone will have just gotten like over their hangovers and they'll still be thinking about 4th of July. Oh, yeah, because
it was a long weekend for everybody. Yeah. Everybody's recovering from long weekend. Hey, if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out on Wednesday, happy hump day. Hardest hump day is a hump day after a long weekend.
And it's actually right now, it's Wednesday at 5 a.m.
Right now, the time that this comes out, it's Wednesday at 5 a.m.
And 4th depending of July was last week.
Depending on when it got uploaded to Frame.io, because it takes a while for me to download back up on the YouTube.
So right now, it's sometime Wednesday morning. And I would say my 4th of July last week was amazing because I had two bunless hot dogs. That's two dogs.
Two dogs?
With
no
a pickle.
No buns.
With a pickle spear.
Oh, what?
I was like cutting it up.
Did you use the dogs as buns and the spear as dog?
Whoa. That would have been incredible, but it was too hot to hold like that. But I'll do it today. I don't care. I'll do it today.
I don't care. Dogs as buns, spear as dog.
I'll do dogs as buns.
You could slice the dog, open the dog.
And do a tiny pickle spear
inside.
Open
the dog hot dog style.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No,
open
totally.
The hot dog style, spear in there. Because spears are, bless you,
peace and blessings, peace and blessings.
That one hurt my throat, if I'm being honest.
Peace and blessings to you.
Because spears have like that pointiness, and then if you open the hot dog style,
that would
then
you be slide five, that in,
and
five,
then it makes
five,
like
five.
A big fat.
And can I say, I had on top of it, instead of ketchup or mustard or any of these loser condiments.
Excuse me?
I had an elote corn salad. Now, I bet.
Wait.
I know
on
what you're
top
thinking.
Of the hot dog?
I know what you're thinking. It sounds impossible and messy. And it was.
How
I had
you,
to cut everything up into little pieces and eat it like
you
a hot
ate
dog
it like
pickle
a
elote salad.
Hot dog salad? Okay. At first, it was bunless hot dogs and I was all in. Then it,
you
was,
guys, it was
hot
really
dog
good.
Elote salad.
It was really good.
Ugh, bro.
And then I had some shots of tequila.
Some shots of tequila.
Then I had some shots of tequila.
Grant, what did you do on the 4th?
Yeah, tell us everything.
I went to the beach and then I went in the water and I found...
I forgot in the that, water?
I forgot that sand fleas exist. Y'all ever seen a sand flea?
Ew. What?
Yeah, they're fucking gross.
What?
It's like little... It's like if a bed bug was giant and they bury in the sand, but... When the water washes up on the shore, you can see them like back into the sand. But if you get them quick enough, they're gross.
What are you getting them for?
But what eats them?
I don't know.
We rapid fire.
You're asking me the predator of the sand flea?
Yeah. After I said it, I was like, why would he know that?
I don't know.
You're the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
It was fun. I went to the beach for my friend's birthday, and he had a giant.
You can shout him out. What's his name?
He doesn't listen, but it was my friend Zach's birthday.
Shout out, Zach!
Hey, Zach, thanks for not listening.
And he had a giant octopus kite.
Oh, that this I forgot was fire. About kites.
This was fire.
What do you mean this was fire? You were there?
No, it was fire because, first of all, giant kite. It was beautiful. And it was really nice because we used it as a beacon. We anchored it to one of the drink coolers. And I didn't realize you could just, if you anchor a kite to something, it can just keep going forever because there's infinite wind at the beach. So
infinite wind at the beach, bro.
What?
So
there's
we use
infinite
this,
wind at the beach.
Infinite yeah, wind at the dude. Beach.
So we use this as a beacon to all the people who were joining throughout the day.
You said look for the octopus.
We said
in the
look
sky?
For the giant octopus in the sky, and they could the find rope. Us easily
and follow the rope. Isn't that sick? This is what? Why I said it was fire. Grant posted it on his stories, and I was like, oh, he found a cool looking kite. Like it struck me as a thing that Grant was like, that's cute. And I felt like you would have just liked that. But then it turns out...
Grant's an incredible follow, by the way. So everyone follow him on Instagram.
It was the beacon for the homies. So you show up to the beach and they're like, look for the big octopus. Then you just follow the string to the homies. A real Hansel and Gretel situation.
I like octopus because it's... like themed to the party, which is obviously an under the
sea theme. I was
going to
say seasonal. Mm-hmm.
Seasonal.
Because octopus at the beach, seasonal.
Seasonal, totally.
It was a beacon for the baddies. And what else is a beacon for the baddies? Go ahead.
Okay, beacon for the baddies is teeny tattoos. A beacon for the baddies is
martinis. To go with that theme.
A beacon for the baddies is...
a light up dance floor.
A beacon for the baddies is...
Aritzia.
A beacon for the baddies is Bad Bunny concert.
Right.
A beacon for the baddies is...
Bubble Tea Cafe.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, say another one.
A beacon for the baddies is...
Puppy.
A beacon for the baddies is a walk outside in nature.
Totally.
If you're walking outside in nature, you're going to see baddies.
Speaking of...
A beacon for the baddies is...
Cigarette at 1:15 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh.
Totally.
Baddies.
Plus lighter.
Hey, I've been calling my daughter's pacifier her cigarette. Because it feels like it does the same thing. I'm like, you want a cigarette?
Well, you've heard.
Is that okay?
You've heard people calling Diet Coke fridge cigarettes, which really sort of was eye-opening for me.
Bro, it made me want them more.
Can I say?
Wait, you've already had two minis and you're going to head back? Hey, if Ashley Roberts is listening to this episode, we owe you three mini Diet Cokes. Four. I took one.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Five. Can you grab me one?
Ashley's going to get mad at us. No, we really have to replace them.
No, I will.
If we're going to drink five mini Diet Cokes, we really have to replace
them. No, I will. I will. I'll replace them. It'll come out of the budget.
Our podcast budget, which
is our own negative. Our own personal finances.
It's negative.
Well, the equipment's expensive, and my time is expensive. It's really it's cost a lot to get me on the couch.
Right.
My appearance fee is high.
Your appearance fee is high.
That I charge the siblings. The appearance fee is high.
Also, my appearance
fee
is...
Our producer just left to go get a Diet Coke, and it's a far walk to that
fridge. He doesn't care. He's never going to be back.
He's literally never coming back. How are we going to get the beep, 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 beep? Or if we sing, where's the reverb? Do you know what I'm saying?
People are going to have to hear our normal voices.
I know. Do you want to do Did You Know?
He does auto-tune.
While he's gone, do you want to do Did You Know?
He does auto-tune to our voices as well. That's why we sound so
fierce.
Freaking
do people
good.
Say fierce?
No. They've stopped.
Sometimes it comes out of me.
They replaced it with Slay.
Sometimes it comes out of me because I went to college
right.
in the fierce era.
Right. And if you went to college in the Slay era, you would say Slay. And I'm pretty sure Slay is probably already replaced with something too.
Bro, Slay? Slay does not hit for me.
I never got to Slay.
But are you saying it?
No.
Be honest. When you're with your friends who say it, are you saying it?
Dead honest, I can't get myself to say it. And that's how I know I'm older than them.
But Slay to me.
But people will be like, that's so Slay. Like your jacket's so Slay.
Slay to me, there's something about it that doesn't have the bite. It's got such
right, a... Right, because you're old and you're going back to what you said
bro,
in college.
Bro, I'm old as hell, huh? Old as hell. 32 in the stew.
32.
Old as poo.
What was your slang
32,
in college?
No one cares about you.
For real, on God.
We were saying fierce is what we always said in college, but then like, when you were in college, everyone was saying slay. And now what are they
saying?
Nobody at Grand Valley State University was saying slay, bro.
Really? Not even the girls were saying slay? No.
Also, slay was post-college for me.
A state
people
school.
People didn't say slay till like 2022.
Yeah. A state
maybe
school,
later.
A state school located in Beer City, USA. Nobody was saying slay.
Speaking of, I had a dream that two of my friends
that Pilsner.
High school,
oh, thank you, Grant. That Pilsner is a slay.
I had a dream that two of my friends from high school, speaking of Michigan, Abby Saber and
Blanks
Johnny Dorshevitz.
Ultimate Frisbee, total slay, bro.
Total slay. Abby Saber and Johnny Dorshevitz. I had a dream that we were all laying on our stomachs with our heads in the middle, catching up on what's happened in the last 10 years.
I was thinking about Abby Saber the other day.
That's so crazy.
The Sabers popped into my head.
So I texted both of them in a group chat this morning. We haven't been in a group chat since, I'm not kidding, 10 years ago. And I was like, you guys, I had a dream that we were all laying on our stomachs with our heads in the middle, catching up on what's going on. And one of them was like, I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
Who?
And one of that Johnny.
No way.
Yeah. And one of them
shout
was like,
shout out Johnny Dorshevitz. Congrats, bud.
And one of them was like, I'm in Italy. And I was like, I genuinely have no idea what's going on with the two of you.
Okay. I don't like calling people bud. It makes them small. You know what I mean? Congrats, bro.
Oh, wait. I just
he's
called
an
someone,
adult.
I just called someone bud at a party. But is it okay to call a guy bud if you're a girl?
If you're flirting.
No, I'm not flirting. I'm the opposite of flirting. He's like,
no, bud is, it makes it small. It makes you small. Makes him, makes people
you
feel
never
small.
Call but, a guy bud, buddy, anything.
But even if you're a girl?
It's like saying little boy.
A platonic friend?
Bud doesn't have the same ring as bro
like
or homie or, no, mm-mm. It's a little belittling, unfortunately.
A little belittling.
It's a little belittling. It's a little
belittling. It's a little belittling.
It's a little belittling. I'm not sure where we go from there.
Well, no, actually, I was going to go, but then you did something with the rhythm that made me feel like I was at the edge of a cliff.
It's me trying to finish the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know?
Did you know?
Wait, I want to phrase mine right. I sent it to myself to make sure I say the right phrasing.
And then I want to talk about something I bought at Marshall's yesterday that changed my life.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Did you know that firstborn siblings are
more likely to live longer than later-born siblings? Did you say dogs can smell time?
Yeah, and you said some dumb shit, for real.
I said some science shit, and you said some dumb shit.
No, dogs can smell time.
Bro, that's somebody on mushrooms coming up with that.
I got that fact from the same source I get all my fun facts every week. I don't want to say who. But it rhymes with shmay.
Did you know? Rhymes with what the fuck?
Shmay.
Oh. Schmartificial Schmintelligence? Okay.
It's government name.
Did you know that dogs can see time?
Did you know?
Sorry.
Did you know dogs? Dogs can smell time.
Yeah, and did you know whales? Whales can hear
rhymes.
No, but it has to be something like whales can hear.
Hear.
Feelings.
I was gonna say feelings too.
Oh my gosh. Dogs can smell time. Whales can hear feelings. And
lizards can fart rainbows. And fish can sing colors,
red, orange, blue, like Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Dogs can smell time, oh.
And the clock is ticking. I say morbidly because my dog is dying before my very eyes at this moment.
Wait, I do a good dog sniffing impression.
I actually
can we take the reverb
really
off?
Didn't like that, but I'll let you do it.
Ready?
I promise mine's better, but go ahead.
I'm going to take my headphones off while you guys
please,
do this.
Please.
I really
stay
don't
committed
hear
to the podcast. Stay committed to the podcast. Ready? Here's dog. This is dog sniffing your ear. Ready? Everyone at home, here we go. Dog sniffing your ear.
Oh, my God. It's pretty good, but I want you to stop.
Okay Grant's
go
turn.
No way! No way, please do it again.
I've never requested this, and I know Grant is so overloaded with the edit, but please, can this be the first time where the Grant cam is full screen right then and there?
Can you please do that again?
One more time. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Grant, what set? Hold on. For the listener, if you just tuned in, don't know how, but if you just tuned in, because this is a podcast, so I don't know how you just, you scrolled to whatever.
This moment. And you were wise to do so.
This is Grant doing his imitation of dog sniffing your ear. Go ahead.
What the listener and the viewer will never know is the way Grant pushes his knees together under the table while he does that.
I have to use all my force to get that type of speed.
It's Olympic, bro. Okay, it's Olympic.
I'm going to be honest. It's Olympic. Okay, I have two awards to give. Okay, Gabe's is obviously the better impression.
Thank you.
But Grant's is my favorite.
Totally. Totally. It's like, are we going for accuracy or are we going for art?
Are we going for art? Are we going for interpretation? Are we going for entertainment? Because his
is art. I just wanted to be faster.
Yeah. You were faster. You were certainly faster. Okay, what was your did you know?
Dogs can smell time.
Explain me this.
So basically...
You can't just say that without explaining it. You better have come prepped.
Yeah. So basically, like, they can tell how much time has passed based on the scent of something. So it's not that they smell what time it is, but they smell the passage of time. So, like, when you leave the
based
room...
Based on intensity?
Yeah.
Wait, so this is a thing that you knew.
Well, everybody knows this. No, I just made a guess, like, the weaker the scent from the initial point, the more time has passed. Yeah.
Yeah. That challenges.
So, like, when you leave the house, he knows how long you've been gone.
Based on how much of your stink is left.
Because your stink has faded so drastically.
Are these shoulder pads looking insane? Is it giving talking heads or what's the vibe?
No, you look really cool.
Thanks. Okay, good. I was worried. I was really hoping that the people tuning into this were thinking I was so handsome and cool, and I think we're accomplishing it.
Do you remember how funny from about 2010 to 2016 the whole baby head bit was that people would do at talent shows?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Baby head.
I know exactly what you're talking about. People would build.
I did it in mid high school.
What are we talking
about?
People
would build sets such that you'd have a tiny baby body and you'd put your head into the hole where the head of the baby would go, but it'd be your big head. And then you'd do like a...
There's no way you haven't done this at some point.
You've definitely done it. I've definitely seen you do it.
There's no way you haven't done this.
Picture this. A curtain such as this.
Oh.
Baby body hanging.
Yep. I did this.
You put your head through and then you lip sync a song, probably at church.
At church.
Yeah.
I did this at church.
And you did it at a high school talent show, Grant?
I did it at church. And you want to know what's coming back to my brain? Is that there's a photo of me and dad.
Yikes.
In the baby thing. I think it's goatee era dad too. Which, by the way, Grant was in Denver 2 weekends ago and sent us a photo of all of us at our worst. Did you get that photo? Yeah, you're right. Sorry, you were cute.
Thanks.
It was all of us at our worst.
I was cute then.
It was every single one of us.
Well, Annie was a baby, so no.
No, Annie was killing it.
And Grant was little, but he just had a big head when he was little.
Yeah.
Has a big head now, too.
We, metaphorically.
Can you tell me, Gabe, why you believe that you are statistically apt to living longer than Grant and I?
I'm just saying what I read in Science.
Yeah, but do you
have an explanation? You can't say something like that and not have an explanation.
That's my impression of Gabe, dead on. As good as Gabe is at sniffing, I'm.
You are at
that
doing
good
Gabe.
At doing an impression of Gabe.
Okay.
You can't just say it and then expect me to listen to it unless you have an explanation.
That's literally Gabe.
NationalInstituteOfHealth.gov.
Okay.
Released a thing saying statistically, firstborn children are more likely to make it to 100. Than second, third, fourth, fifth born children.
And did they have an explanation for that?
I didn't get that far.
So you chose not to read the article?
Yeah, of course not. It was like one of those study ones.
You just said.
Jumble jargy.
You just said, that's exactly what I wanted. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do it too, if I'm being honest.
What? Okay.
Do you have a guess as to why firstborn children would live longer?
Are any of us reading these articles?
No. They're all behind paywalls, so we just read the headlines.
This is the problem.
This is America. Problem. This is the
paywall. When I start to read the first paragraph and a half of something on the Nueva York Times, and it goes, "Hey, you gonna keep reading this? Nah, I don't. Not that bad.
What else they put behind a paywall?
Not that bad. I already formed my opinion on TikTok.
Right.
My opinion was formed for me by my algorithm. So yeah. When I'm trying to educate myself and read on and read more, New York Times, totally. Washington Post, whoever wants this something, and it goes, totally. You want to be educated? Give us $7.50 a month. I go, nah.
You know what else is put behind a paywall? Nah.
Healthcare.
Damn. This is a political podcast.
Speaking of lifespan, what's your guess on why this would possibly be statistically true that the firstborn is more likely to make it to 100? Do you think it's because they got more attention from the parents, like more skin-to-skin contact?
I think firstborn children just get those good genes. And then the genes after that get passed on, like obviously the first sperm, best sperm, going to go find the best available egg.
Ew.
And then after that, it's all like...
I don't think that's true because Grant's...
It's all like leftovies.
That's true because Grant's so much stronger than you.
Leftovies.
Like physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
And well, he's third.
Yeah, he is third. You're right.
So.
Last biologically in our family.
Technically last. I have heard something about how the mother does give more genetically to the firstborn. I have no idea if that's actually true or not, but I feel like I've heard that before.
What do you mean more genetically? Welcome back to our STEM podcast.
Like more,
where two of the biggest idiots in the world sit on a couch in front of a keyboard, and a guy who majored in biomedical sciences 6 years ago.
Two of the biggest idiots in the world sit on a couch in front of another huge idiot behind the camera.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I respect that answer.
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know. A true scientist will not pretend like they know.
But what did you say? You said the mother gives more genetically to the first?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a crazy thing
to
say.
What is it? Meaning like more genes or more?
No,
I think stronger, more dominant.
Yeah, I don't know. Or like the protective proteins in the mother's breast milk for the first kid is better or whatever.
Whoa, the protective proteins literally made Allie yawn. You said protective proteens and she yawned.
I have no idea if that's really or not. I'm kind of making this up.
I'm sorry, Grant. We'll get Grant producing a podcast he cares about soon. We'll bring in some science.
If any scientists are listening and you want to
and you want to do a musical podcast.
If
any scientists are listening and you want to do a musical podcast, because famously Grant is the reason that we have to do a musical podcast. Neither you nor I want to be singing. Neither you nor I want to sing ever.
And he has two buckets of Nickelodeon slime over our heads
at all times that are off camera.
That are off camera. Uh-huh. And he says if we don't sing, he's going to slime us for
real.
And
it's like sticky, icky, like it'll take days.
It's honestly stinky.
We've had the same bucket of slime since we moved into the studio.
It's rotting.
It's rotting, especially from the hot episode last week.
Oh my gosh, rotten slime for real. Now, why is it not hot in here this morning?
Because I left the AC on. And it's earlier in the morning. Both.
Both.
Por qué no los dos.
We love being here early in the morning. Except I usually bring coffee and I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't bring coffee, so great.
Well, because I was coming from the desert where your mother lives. Because I drove there yesterday for her birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. We love you. You're so cool. You're the coolest mom we know, and you're really smart. And she won at Euchre twice last night.
Dang.
She said that makes her the birthday winner. And Dad lost both games, and she called him the birthday loser as he was going to bed.
And he took that to his dreams.
She said, just so you know, you're the birthday loser. She called after him as he was headed to bed.
And that's health. And that's wellness in a relationship when you can call your partner a loser.
She bought herself two birthday cakes, one chocolate, one berry chantilly cream.
On the same day or two separate days?
Two separate days.
That's fire. Two birthday
she
cakes?
She asked me for a cake from Sam's Club, and I said, I don't have a Sam's Club membership. And she said, okay, I'll have to get it. And then on her actual birthday, she said, I'm getting the berry chantilly cream version of that cake from Sam's Club for us to have on my birthday.
That Sam's Club cake was fire.
And the berry chantilly version was
better?
5555 fire. You guys.
Better? Just different.
Just as good.
Whoa.
You guys, if you're a Sam's Club member, there's a cake at Sam's Club that's like a... It's a rectangle. It's like a long rectangle, and you can see the layers in it. And there's a chocolate one that's like ganache and then cream and then chocolate cake and then like a white cream and then chocolate cake or whatever. And there's one that matches it, same size, same shape. That's a berry chantilly one. And then there's one that matches it that's a carrot one. I haven't tried that, so I can't speak to that one. Ooh. But the berry one and the chocolate ones are some of the best cakes, like inside or outside a bakery, I've ever tried, period. And they're from Sam's Club. Period.
Berry Chantilly was a really hot early 2000s actress.
Yeah, Berry Chantilly, early 2000s actress, or Berry Chantilly was like...
I'm thinking she's like an e-girl.
It could also... Berry Chantilly could have also been like
a drag queen.
R&B kind of like... kind of dude, you know what I mean?
Oh, a guy. Berry Chantilly.
Berry Chantilly.
Wait, Berry Chantilly's kind of hot.
You think so?
Yeah. He's like this.
Girl, I've been missing you, girl. Come over tonight, and I'll show you what I bought you.
Hey, yeah.
It's got fruit on it,
berries on top,
and cream in the middle. Ow.
I don't like cream in the middle. I don't like how we sang the words.
Cream in the middle.
Ow. And I really, really hate that. But you know, berries got that chantilly in the middle.
Come on over, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a Sam's Club membership.
Which is actually hot.
Yeah, if you got a Sam's Club membership, hit us up in the DMs.
Hey. No. I'm not saying hit us up in the DMs. I'm just saying, like, mention that if you're on a first date.
Hey.
Do mention that.
So, friends, if you're listening, if you're watching, we want to try something. We're going to bring this up now so that we don't do it at the end in case people stop listening at the end. You know what I'm saying? When the show starts wrapping up.
Well, we should have brought it up before that horrible cream comment because they definitely stopped listening then.
I know, but really, I think the cream pulls them in. You know what I mean?
The cream pulls them in?
This is a STEM podcast. This is a political podcast. This is a musical podcast. This is a cream podcast. Cream podcast. Okay, so a thing that cream, we're gonna do, we're gonna post
it's a cream puff cast, like a cream puff. Okay, so we're gonna do this new thing where you guys get to be on the podcast.
Okay, yes. So we're gonna post the link on our bio and then post the link everywhere that you can think of it. It'll be on the YouTube. It'll be on the, you know, whatever.
Just it'll be around. Link
in bio. It'll be around. But it's this little thing where you have 90 seconds to send us a voice memo of a problem you're having that you think maybe could be solved by...
the power of music.
That's right. So if you send us a 90-second voice memo, don't worry. You don't have to time it.
Wait,
the thing will just stop.
Also, please don't make it a full 90 seconds.
Or do, whatever.
Yeah, or do.
We're trying to fill an hour.
But that's a long time to be talking. Don't I know it.
I hated that. So we will be posting this link. Please send us any submission you have. You can either send us 2 submissions, 3 submissions, 4 submissions.
Here's an example of a problem you might be having that could be solved with the power of music.
Okay.
I tried to grow corn in my field this year. And the corn isn't growing, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
And ready? Here we go.
Too much nitrogen in the dirt. It's because there's too much nitrogen in the dirt.
Try getting new dirt and try licking the dirt to taste and make sure it's the right kind of dirt.
Go ahead and give your dirt a lick. Your dirt a lick.
Your dirt.
I lick your dirt.
So that's an
example.
Okay. So that's an example of how we could totally fix your problems if you have them.
Or
they could be short problems, they could be long problems. Let us know the scoop and we will respond. And you may hear yourself on the Mom Said podcast.
Or for instance, this. I have a family of 4 and none of them are throwing their socks in the hamper. How do I get them to throw their socks in the hamper?
Oh, that is not the noise I wanted.
Have you thought about making your hamper into a basketball hoop?
That's a great idea.
And have you thought about turning the carpets into hot lava?
Hot lava so you can never walk on the ground.
But also if you threw your socks there, they
bird.
So you have to throw your socks into the basketball hoop hamper.
Okay, see, that's another example of how we could fix all your problems.
So really, any problem that you're having, we can probably fix through the power of music. So please send in just something explaining the problem that you're having. And if you say something mean to us, I'll cry, so please don't do that. And if you...
Also, if you have suggestions on the podcast... Shoot them my way.
Like, people can send us notes?
They're not going to go straight to your noggin, bro. They're going to come to the inbox. I'll listen to them. And I'll filter them.
I'm just...
So if they say...
As Amaya Papaya said on Love Island this week, I'm just sensitive.
It's a huge opportunity. What has she been saying? Opportunity?
This is a great opportunity to tell you that I'm really sensitive.
Yeah, we're all really sensitive. I get it. Which is why I'll be the filter of all the things you say. Anyway, we want you to send this in. We're excited to interact more with the people listening to the show. We're very thankful that you listen.
And we love you.
And we love you. I was just thinking about how...
What about the P.O. box?
Oh, yeah. Also, if you want to send us anything in the P.O. box,
yeah.
Listen, you don't have to do it. But Grant wants the blue bag of nerds. And I haven't checked the P.O. box yet because I'm so scared of going to the post office... discovering an empty mailbox. How probably. Awkward would that be if I walked in, checked the mailbox and saw nothing in there, and then I turned around and walked right out. My friend at the UPS named Del would see, and he would shake his head, but he believes in me. And he told me to believe in myself as well. And I do.
Wow, you really recovered in that one. Also,
well, I was going to get sadder, and then I decided to just say, I do believe in myself.
It's only embarrassing if you walk in there, there's nothing in the P.O. box, and then you announce it on the podcast.
And then I burst into tears.
Yeah. Just don't do that.
Okay.
Anyway,
we
I'm
have a
so
P.O. box
glad.
As well. Please, if you want that, you can send us something. But.
Enough announcements. I'm just so glad that you believe in yourself, because I really believe in you.
No, listen.
I just need you to know that I really believe in you, and I'm so glad that we get to do this podcast together every week. It's so much fun.
And
this is such a tired
song.
Bit.
Can you play rock and roll?
And this
song?
Is a
no, I'm literally just ignoring you because it's such a tired bit.
No, and I'm just so glad that we're together. Hold on. What are you saying? You want to do what?
A rock and roll song.
A rock and roll song? What does that
do people
mean?
Say rock and roll?
No one says rock and roll anymore.
Like, does a rock star say, like, I play rock and roll music?
Yeah, here's your rock and roll song. You ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Can you believe it? It's time to rank the brothers. I had no idea what I was going to say today, and I still kind of don't, so I'm gonna sing until I get an idea of which of my brothers is less worse than the other today. I'm thinking through the last week, and Gabe and Grant came over and ate pizza for my mom's birthday. Gabe brought a baby, which I like, but Grant brought my sister, which I like, and he had to drive much further, which I hate for him, so it could be him. But I'm thinking about how Gabe said he would help me fix my table. So that's a point in his bucket. I think I'm ready to rank my brothers this week.
The number one brother this week is Gabe.
Yeah, why? Whoa. Are you using this?
He's gonna fix my table.
No, 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 no.
My number one brother this week is Gabe because he said he would fix my table in a timely way.
No,
which is
I literally said I don't have time to do
the
that.
The table itself is incredibly wobbly.
And
it's worth noting that the table itself was also built by my brother Gabe.
So at some point here, I put in enough man hours that you can hire somebody else.
Well, Dad said he would do it.
Think about the dad's too busy. Are you kidding me?
He said he would do it.
He can't do it. He's busy.
I'm sure I could do it too, but I don't want to. Listen, my dog, I know I talk about my dog a lot, but he had an accident on my rug underneath my table. So I had to throw away that rug and I had to move the table myself. And the table's kind of, no offense, janky. And so I had to move it without scooching it. And I live alone. So I had to do it by myself. And you know what I did? Something I saw on TikTok, which is I went under the table and I made the table sort of like a turtle shell on my back. And I got under it and I lifted it up and I walked it forward and then set it down. I did that twice.
It probably works really well, huh?
Works amazingly well. You lift the table right from the center of the table.
Yeah.
With a pretty big surface area, which is my back. Turtles. Which is huge and muscular.
Turtles all the way down.
Turtles all the way down?
Yeah, I learned about it this week. It's like everything is, it's a philosophical ideology that like everything is held by something else always, all the way down. Like there's no, this is a philosophical podcast.
Wait, do you mean turtles all the way down?
Look, under the umbrella of, I don't know.
Right, but can you try to explain that?
My Wikipedia understanding of turtles all the way down is that nothing is not held by something else. There's everything is held up by another thing. There's nothing that can exist on its own. It's all held up. And that's true for ideas and that's true for people. I think it's turtles all the way down, meaning there's nothing underneath the turtle. It's just another turtle. It's not like there's ground under there, I think is what it means. And it's this concept that when you start peeling things away, the thing you're peeling away leads to another thing that needs to be peeled away. And there's nothing at the center of it all, I think, is what it means.
I actually kind of understand what you're saying until you said there was no ground, but I kind of get what you mean metaphysically in that nothing is without the other things and everything is everything. And if you look underneath, it's just more underneath. And if you look above, it's just more above.
I think that's what they're saying when they say turtles all the way down. But I don't know. I read 3 sentences of a Wikipedia because there was a line that it said it's also the title of a thing. And I was like, what does that even mean? And then I felt like I was in 2D.
I actually think I get it, but I'm going to do some studying on turtles all the way down. Ooh, yeah.
That was the Drake and Josh riff. Yeah, it was the Drake and Josh riff.
Oh my gosh, cute. You guys, I am super hungry. Can I have permission to leave?
What? No. We're doing a podcast.
No, I know, but I haven't eaten anything today. I'm like starving.
But we're doing a podcast.
Do you have any idea what real time it is? Not on Wednesday morning, but on the Sunday that it is today?
I don't know, but we're doing a podcast.
I'm just kind of like dying.
It's 11:30.
Okay. A.m. That's interesting. If you haven't eaten anything yet in the day, is 11:30 the a.m. the time where you're like, holy crap?
If it reaches noon, I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Trouble.
You know what I'm doing?
But it's also, listen to your body. Totally. Listen to your body. Did Grant leave?
You know what I'm doing?
Do it. Does anyone care about the podcast we're doing?
Does anyone care about the podcast we're doing?
Does any? Was that to Grant or was that to the internet?
No.
Does anyone care?
I was actually just trying to do an impression of you, but I don't think I got there. There's like a way that your voice goes. Does anyone care? Does anyone care?
When I'm pushing it. It's like, does anyone? Yeah. That's it.
It's like in the back of your throat. It's actually bad for your throat, what you're doing.
I've been doing it for years. Yeah. Don't tell me it was bad for my throat.
What I'm doing after this is hanging out with your wife, the mother of your child.
Are you coming over hanging out with Carmen too?
Well, I don't know if I'm coming over. I think we're going shopping.
Well, start by coming over and then let's all go shopping.
With Carmen too?
Yeah, bro.
We all try on sports bras together?
No.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Well, just come over and hang out.
I think we're going shopping without you.
Come over and hang out. But then I need new pots and pans.
Okay, well, we're going to the Americana, which is not a place where you buy new pots and pans.
But it's near Marshall's.
You're and right, Marshall's, it's near Marshall's and Home
Marshall's,
Goods.
Marshall's do be having...
Why do you need new pots and pans?
Stainless steel. Well, we've had the same ones for like a decade, and they're starting to get like... And it's the kind that's like...
They're trying to get...
They're getting a little...
Yeah,
you know?
I know what you mean.
And because of this...
Hey, Grant, where'd you
go? Where'd you go? Do you care about the podcast that we're all doing together?
I have a betta fish that I keep in one of the offices that I had to go feed.
Okay. Wish that were true. That would be
That would
incredible.
Be so sick, and you would have permission to leave at any time if you had a fish in another office.
When I was in the Book of Mormon in Nueva York City, me and Nick Bielak, shout out Nick Bielak, we had a... it's like you're driving past the horn. It's amazing. Oh, incredible. Oh. Me and Nick Bielak had a betta fish up in our dressing room called Catherine Beta Jones.
That sounds like
something
the
boys
type
would
of
do.
Hilarity y'all would be on at that time.
That was the era of where we each bought Sudude t-shirts. Do you remember Sudude? Dude, we bought
Sudude
t-shirts. Sorry. Remember Sudude?
Who's she?
It was just a Vine.
It was Nick Coletti and Getter, who was actually like a dubstep DJ in 2013. Very niche reference, but...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sudded?
Yeah, it was just a viral Vine that was...
What if you named
two
your dog
guys going, Sudded? Sudded? Sudded?
You could have named your fish Sudded.
Whoa. But that's not a pun on beta. Here's the thing. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast.
We could finish off with coming up with a couple more beta puns.
Alexander the Beta.
I hope you're feeling beta.
Yeah, but that's not like a name.
Get better soon.
Oh, these are well wishes for a fish?
No.
What are you talking about? Are you just talking about puns in general? Bro, what? I thought you were talking about beta pun names.
Oh, these are well wishes for a fish?
You're going all Hallmark. Hallmark card for beta fish.
Okay, let's sign off. Let's
thank
sign
you guys
off,
really so much for listening to this podcast. We have a lot of I don't want the scat anymore. We have a lot of fun making this stupid show. We're trying to make it better and better as more and more people are listening, and we're so glad you guys are listening. Thank you for sharing this with your friends. Yeah. This is sibling summer. Share it with a sibling or someone
quick
who feels
housekeeping
like a sibling
thing.
Yeah.
Drew Edwards messaged us and said that he knows a geologist who said that it's pretty impossible that rock was actually from the moon.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it.
There are only, he said, there are only like a certain amount of them and they're all labeled and
yeah, so I think
storage.
I think it was like a scam. And so even though it was honestly a neck and neck race, you guys voted that I do buy the moon rock. I obviously would have done it because I would do anything you guys say. But I found out that it probably wasn't a moon rock. So that's just my quick bit of housekeeping. And I'm
so
disappointed.
So this is your
obviously
way of getting out of it? You're saying you're not buying it?
Well, it's not a moon rock. I said I'm going to buy a piece of the moon, and then
oh, yeah,
I
right,
don't,
right,
don't have the
right
opportunity to
you're
do
right
so. So,
well, thank you all for listening. We really are grateful that you're sharing it with people, and then the podcast continues to grow, and we continue to try to invest as much time and effort as we can into it, and we're so glad that people are responding well, and thank you so much.
Send
and we'll
in
see
a voice
you
note. We love
next
you.
Next week, send in a voice note, and we'll post that somewhere so you can find it, and we love you so much, and thank you for listening.
Love you. Bye.
Go.